that's the sound of today's Marines right there. I love it. Love it, you guys. That was awesome. Obviously, that you've been listening to the president's own Marine Jazz Band, and they're here in our studios today. As you can tell, all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them are here. Is there? And we'll be talking to sort of the leader of the group. Can we say that, Greg? Is that true? Or
yeah, that's
the spokesman of
this trip.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Spokesman.
Today. Is this the full band? Is there a much bigger, fuller band? I'm guessing there is.
Yeah, this is a very small slice of the full band. The president's own has 130 musicians in it and a support staff of 20. We couldn't bring them all.
Right.
We certainly couldn't fit them all in here.
So, but then do you split out into different groups? Are you guys a typical traveling band kind of? Is that how it works? Or how does that kind of all fit together?
Our primary mission is to support the White House musically. So that roots us in Washington, D.C. very much. So it's pretty rare for us to get the opportunity to travel like this. But when we do, it's usually with a smaller group. Although the concert band, which was led by John Philip Sousa a long time ago, started the tradition of traveling with about a 60-piece concert band once a year. And these days that happens in October, and we'll go to a different part of the country, travel by bus, and take 60 members and then leave everybody else back in D.C. to cover everything else that needs to still happen there.
Yeah. Well, it's really exciting. Well, thanks for coming. Really appreciate it.
Yeah,
it's really awesome to have
here.
You guys.
This is a treat for us.
And it's not the first time that the President's Own Jazz Band has been here. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. We first came in 2007 to the Juno Jazz and Classics Festival, which that was the very first time the Marine Band had ever been to Juno. And in fact, you can't see on the radio, but we have red uniforms, and they got confused with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police,
right.
Which I thought was funny. I took that story back home, and that helped them decide that, we need to get to Alaska a little bit more.
Yeah, people kept asking me, where's my horse? I don't know what they're talking about, man. Yeah. Right. Well, let me just go through. Maybe you could go through and introduce everyone and
sure,
what
yeah,
instrument
I'll
they're
introduce
playing.
Everyone. Yeah. Yeah. So we have on keyboards Russell Wilson. On guitar, we have Alan Prather. We have on bass Eric Sabo. On drums, we have Chris Rose. On trombone, valve trombone, we have Ryan McGeorge. And we have Tyler Lindsay on trumpet.
Well, thanks, everyone, for coming. I hope you're enjoying the trip. You've had some good weather so far. Maybe a little bit more in typical weather coming up, but that's okay. That's all right. Was there anything scheduled outdoors that you guys are going to have to play? Or
not
okay.
playing, thankfully. I think they've wised up that they don't want to get rained out. We get lots of rainouts in Washington, D.C., but it's a little different than here.
Yeah, a little warmer.
We get torrential downpours.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, tell me, you mentioned a little bit of the history of the President's Own Marine Jazz Band, but tell me more about how it started, some of the historical stuff,
sure,
highlights.
Yeah, I love sharing that because it's really a cool piece of history. But the band was started in 1798 by an act of Congress. It's the only band that was started by an actual act of Congress when John Adams was the president.
I think Led Zeppelin was Parliament. Yeah, but anyway, right. They're English,
and then,
so it's
different. Then the third president, Thomas Jefferson, is the one who gave us the name The President's Own because we played at the White House a lot then. That was
and he was mission. Thomas Jefferson. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
And so that name, that nickname stuck, as nicknames often do. And so that's what we are still known as today, and that remains our primary mission is White House support. It's kind of funny. In our leading up to coming on this trip, we were having rehearsals, trying to have rehearsals, and Alan kept getting pulled away because the White House needed him to play there. And like, oh, when are we going to rehearse this music? So we're good now. They can't call him from
it's
here.
It's typical band squab. It's typical stuff. Personnel and bands, you know, come on. Yeah. Stuff, right.
But it's good. I mean, that just kind of is to demonstrate that's the top priority for the Marine.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, and I mean, unlike other musical groups, right, you have this mission that's really critical to
In addition, we're not just a jazz group, though. Initially, it started out as drums and fifes. It expanded to being a band. It was led by John Philip Sousa, so a concert band with wind instruments. And then we've expanded beyond that and actually have a chamber orchestra now, too. And they're top-notch players as well. And so we mix and match within that a lot. We do chamber music concerts where you can have any combination of musicians that you can imagine. putting on concerts, and then the more traditional concert bands,
right.
chamber orchestras, jazz groups like this. Pretty much anything the White House requests, we will find a way.
Well, that's, I think that's pretty much anyone would do that. Yeah, if the White House called me, I would do. I would probably, to the best of my duty, I would do it, yeah. Well, I know you guys have a number that has an Alaska connection, a bit of an Alaska connection.
Yeah, so before we left, I kind of asked some of the guys, especially Ryan. I know he likes to write music, and we had played something he wrote before. And I said, hey, do you think that would work with a grouper taken to Alaska? And he said, I don't think so, but let me think about if I want to write something else. And so he came up with this next thing we'd like to play, and I'll let him tell you about it.
Okay.
It's about his dogs.
Oh, okay.
Hi, yes. I have Alaskan Malamute, and this tune is about her. And she is she's very sassy. And
how big is she? Big dog,
she's 65
right?
65 pounds, oh, actually.
So
she's on the smaller
side.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
All right.
But yeah, so when I take her out on walks, I mean, she doesn't walk. She struts, you know, and she's an alpha female. She walks around like she owns the neighborhood and takes herself a little too seriously. So I wanted to illustrate that feeling and in her. And then she's also schizophrenic, so she has a playful side as well.
It's got that.
You know, she does the, you know, she chases squirrels, cats, you know, in D.C. it's rats mostly.
Right. Yeah.
And so the tune goes back and forth between the what I described earlier and then you know, playful, happy sort of dog thing.
Cool.
And she does the woo-woo things that Malamutes do.
Amazing vocalizations.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Yes. So you'll hear some of that. And then she also chases her tail quite a bit. And so you'll hear kind of a spiraling melody that illustrates that feeling. And then it just like that goes the other way. So you can listen for that and see if this this piece illustrates an insane Alaskan Malamute.
All right. All right. Well, many of us have experiences with sled dogs, Malamutes, all that here in Alaska. So I'm excited to hear this. So this is the Malamute Strut.
Yes.
That's and this is the President's Own Marine Jazz Band. And we'll talk to you guys a little bit more here after this number. So here it is. Well done. I mean, that visualization, thank you for that, because I got it. I totally got it. Yes, I got the tail chasing. I got the squirrels in there. I got the strutting. It all worked. That was great, man. Well, that's Ryan McGeorge's own composition of Alaska Malamute Strut. So thanks so much for that. That was great. Greg, I just wanted to ask you a couple more questions. One thing is this. So how do you get this gig? What do you do? Do you just join up and you happen to also play, or do you angle towards it, or how does it all come about?
There's a very precise and rigorous audition process that the band has. So when there's an opening, which only happens if somebody leaves, which is almost always by retirement, people when they get here like this job a lot. But when somebody leaves, they'll advertise an opening for that position nationwide, and then people will show up from all over the country. Sometimes as many as 120, maybe even more people will show up for one position.
Now, these are people who are already Marines. Is that right?
No, that's not right. Okay. I'll back up. So this is drawing from music schools, conservatories, orchestras. Any musician anywhere can come and take our audition. And after you win the audition, then there's the process of enlisting in the Marines that happen, and then you report.
Then you got to go to basic? You got to do all that stuff?
For the president's own. A lot of people like to point out that every Marine is first a rifleman, and I say, well, every rule has an exception. And so the president's own is that exception.
Okay.
Because we don't have a secondary MOS, we strictly play music for the White House. We have to have security clearances, and we already come trained to do that. So the Marine Corps doesn't have to really invest additional training for us to do what they want us to. So their idea, I think, is to get us doing what they want us to do as quickly as possible. So we report straight to D.C.
Okay, well, that's interesting. That's an interesting part of it. Very specialized, very, very specialized thing.
Very.
Yeah, wow. And but what an opportunity for people. I mean, you must absolutely – I mean, it's clear just how you play, but you must get the best of the best because what an incredible gig, right?
It is an incredible gig, and an incredible bunch of people.
Yeah,
dedicated.
Really cool. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing here in town and the ways people can get to see you. Now, my understanding is that because you are a federal – you're basically an arm of the military services. There's no charging.
Not even allowed. Not even allowed.
You can't even bring it up. No tips. No tip jar. No nothing.
No tip jars.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Yes.
I mean, maybe a cookie or brownie or things like that. You know,
we can take cookies and brownies. Yeah, absolutely. Food is allowed.
Well, all these concerts are free, which is absolutely amazing and really cool. Saturday, that's the free family concert that's happening at the Mendenhall Library.
That's right.
There are some ice cream scoops there, I would say.
I've heard of that. I hope there's some left at the end for us to see.
We could maybe work that out. And anything more about that family concert? Do you guys angle it? What kind of stuff do you like to play when you know that's going to be a lot of kids and families?
Well, a lot of the concerts that we've been doing so far have been – actually, some of them have been in elementary schools. And we play for, I think there are kids as young as 5 and 6 years old yesterday at the state office building. And I find that kids love music, and you don't really need to water things down for them.
Right.
They like it. They love it. They might appreciate it in different ways. And you can explain some things that you maybe wouldn't need to explain to adults.
I think especially live music, especially that has the power, when it has a horn section and those things, it's like – it has such a – I mean, there's no walking by your band and not noticing it. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to engage kids, right, and people.
There's plenty to capture your attention, and it's a joy to see kids do that, especially when we've been all locked up for the past 2 years,
right,
to kind of get out and get that face-to-face time and just see kids light up.
Sure.
And we've seen that in the schools and in the concert yesterday at the state office building.
Yeah.
So it's going to be kind of more like that. We have a few numbers that – are kind of specifically targeted for younger kids to give them something they recognize.
Yeah.
Everybody likes to know some songs.
A little elephant walk in there or something like that. You know, something fun.
Yeah.
And
I always like to try to, present things in a way that is not too serious, too, and, let our characters kind of come through and let them know that we're not robots and machines up here. We're otherwise normal people.
Right. And then you've got a choose-your-own-jazz adventure happening which you're sort of describing as a little blue, a small intimate jazz. Well, that's the venue, a small intimate jazz venue at 540 West 8th Street. So that's calling all jazz musicians from beginners to experienced. So it's sort of a jam session kind of thing?
Yeah,
or?
We had a kind of a more normal jam session last night after our concert at the Jack. But this will be a workshop or a master class where people can come and get some new ideas, hopefully, to improve their improvising and how to continue growing musically.
Well, that's great. Well, can you play us out here? Can you do one more?
We can do that. How much time do you think we
have? You know, maybe 5 minutes or so, something
okay.
like that.
We can do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Sound good? Well, I want to thank you guys again. Thanks so much. I'll just go through. On drums, have a little fanfare on each one of these. On drums, Chris Rose. On guitar, Alan Prather. Eric Sabo on bass. I hope I'm getting the pronunciations right. I'm sorry if I'm not. Former Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson on keyboards, now with Denver, of course. So it's a sad melody he's playing for those of us in the Pacific Northwest. Ryan McGeorge on trombone. on a trumpet, it's Tyler Lindsley. Oh, what? Little Chuck Mangione in the house, all right. And then Greg Rillington, thanks so much. You're on saxophone. And here they are playing us out. Thanks so much, you guys. That's the President's Own Marine Jazz Band. Thank you guys so much for coming, livening up the music scene here in Juneau for the time you're here. Really appreciate it. Thank you once again. We're going to be switching up gears here real soon. Zul Bailey is here. We're going to be listening to some of his Bach preludes for cello and more great music coming your way right here on Juneau Afternoon.